ब्रह्मज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतुषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रीमन गौरांग महाप्रभु हैज एडवेंटेड कम ऑन दिस अर्थ टू डिलीवर अस फॉलन सोल्स इन दिस स्पेशल कलि युग। श्रील प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती पाद इज हिज वेरी कॉन्फिडेंशियल एसोसिएट हु लिव्ड ऑल हिज लाइफ इन श्रीधाम वृंदावन। ही हैज कंपोज्ड दिस एक्सक्विजिट टेक्स्ट called Sri Chaitanya Chandramritam. In this verse number 126, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is saying, of course, a person like me has got no realization as all. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's sweetness and his contribution, what he has done for us, that is a matter of feeling. But someone like me who is devoid of feeling, devoid of fine taste, will not be able to understand this. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad, he is someone who has very fine sentiments. In fact, this realm of bhakti is meant for someone who can feel, someone who can realize. Without realization, our life is empty. This is why if we do not have anubhuti or realization, then our spiritual life is dark. Mahajan is saying that this realm of bhakti, it is full of experiences and realizations. The day we have heard Harikatham, the day we came across a devotee and heard some Harikatham, our realization has begun. And now this realization, it has to keep on increasing day by day. It is like a sea in high tide. The water during high tide keeps on increasing. It never lessens. So in the same manner, our realization too should keep on increasing. If we are proper sadhak, proper practicing devotees, then our realization has to be new and new. Now, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is saying that Sri Gaura Chandra's toenails are so wonderful. They are ruby-like, and the splendor coming out, emanating from those toenails, are so superb, so brilliant. I pay obeisance to the moon-like rays, to the moon rays emanating from his splendorous toenails. The moonlight arising out of his toenails are illuminating the entire world and have today dispelled the darkness of Kali Yuga. Our Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is Daya Thakur. He is the Lord of kindness. Bhai re bhai, Gora gun kahone na jai. Oh my brother, how can I count the excellences of Gauranga? Katashato anana, katashato ranana. How many heads Brahmaji has got? And like this, so many Brahmajis, they can keep on singing the glory of Gauranga, yet they will not be able to complete singing his glory. Today, by the splendor of the light of his toenails, today Kali Yuga is defeated. Kali Yuga is forced to run away in fear from the light coming out of his toenails. All our ignorance is dispelled if we meditate on the toenails of Sri Gauranga. First of all, he has Tapta Kanchana brilliance. That means his complexion is like that of molten gold. That it is so bright that it can destroy our fear, our sorrow, our doubts. Our Mahajan is saying that in this Kali Yuga, we are forced to know Gauranga. We are forced to accept him as our Ishtadev, the Lord of our life. Otherwise, it is so useless for us taking birth in this Kali Yuga. Oh, my Lord, you have so many incarnations. What can I say? How can I describe them? Yet, your form, Gauranga Sundar, is my life and soul, is my beloved. We will have to love Gauranga in this manner. We as sadhak, we should be very, very proud that we belong to Gauranga and Gauranga belongs to us. Gaurir, Gaurabe, Gaurir, Boibhabe. That means that Gaur is my pride, Gaur is my opulence. We should feel like this. In fact, today, the Kali Yuga human beings, the human beings in Kali Yuga, we are very lucky. Gauro, Boibhabe, Mati Rahu Shada, Gauro Namogane. Pranaram Dham Gauro Gopal. This means that our Mahajan is saying that Gauranga is my wealth, Gauranga is my love, and my heart should be full of Gaur pride, Gaur opulence. I shall always be singing and dancing in the name of Gauranga. We should consider Gauranga as everything, the be-all and end-all of our lives. Ki kohibu kato shato tua abotar. Oh, what can I say? You have so many hundreds of incarnations. Kintu akoli Gauranga chand porano amar. But only Gauranga chand, Gora chand is my life, my love. Why? Why so? Karon Bishnu avatare tumi premer bhikhari. Shib shuk shanakadi loya janachari. Because in this form you are love personified. You have brought everyone with you. Shuk, Shiv and all other Mahajans have come here as your devotee. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is saying that earlier some Mahajans might have come and they might have given some divine prem, but only to two or one person. But no one has had the capacity to immerse entire universe in Krishna prem. Shib Shuk Loya Janachari. Shetubandha Koila Tumi Ram Abotare. Ebe she tomar josh ghushiche shongshare. You have appeared as Lord Ramchandra and you have made the bridge at Rameshwar. Of course, it is a very much great job to build a bridge across the Indian Ocean, and your soldiers used it to cross over from Rameshwar to Lanka. But when you returned from there, then you broke that bridge also. But now, you, Sri Gauranga, you have built this Sankirtan Setu Bandha, that means the Sankirtan bridge, using which one can cross not just Indian Ocean but the material ocean. Kiba gune purushkande, kiba gune nari, ar gora kunde matalo bhuvan dashachari. Men are crying, women are crying in prem, and all four quarters are intoxicated with your love. Na janiye jap tap ebe to bichar. I don't know any jap, I don't know any tapasya. Basu kahe Gaurango tumi mohe karo par. Vasudev Ghosh is saying that I don't know anything, I don't know what to chant, I don't know what tapasya to perform. I only know that, oh Gauranga, I pray at your lotus feet, please take me across. Our acharyas have written that a single Gaur Bhakta has got the power to immerse the universe in prem. We don't even need Gauranga to do it. His confidential associates are so powerful. And at last, Srila Saraswati Pad is saying that the ones who do not accept Sri Gauranga, how much ever wise they may be, but if they talk, then it is just a frog's croaking. One has to accept Gauranga. If we are born in Kali Yuga and we are not able to recognize Gauranga, we are not able to take Gauranga's teachings, and we just do Krishna Bhakti, never mind, we can do intense Krishna Bhakti, but Kaviraj Goswami Charan is saying that no, he cannot do Krishna Bhakti and he will not be able to deliver himself. And we don't need the association of such Krishna Bhaktas who are not drowning in Gaur Prem. The devotees who have taken shelter at Gaur's lotus feet, and through Gauranga they are worshipping Krishna, then we can associate with them. If someone wants to go directly to Krishna, then that person does not have Krishna Kripa, cannot get Krishna Kripa. Nahi Targoti, it means that he cannot get delivered. Why? Because Gauranga, he is Swayam Krishna. Because Gauranga, he is the source of all incarnations. Srila Sanatan Goswami has said that Gauranga, he is Swayam Bhagavan, and he is giving his own prem to everybody. Because Sri Krishna, he has advented himself to give his own prem. This is why no one else can tell about Krishna, can give the intimate information about Krishna the way Gauranga can. So Nitai Gauranga are our family masters, our lords, the worship deities. They are the worship lords of not just Bengali community but of all Indians. But not only just Indians, but they are the worship deities for the entire universe, for all living entities residing in this universe. The people of this universe have to realize that. So Gaura Shabda and Gaura Sampada, this means the words of Gauranga. And Gaur is our wealth. We have to make the words of Gauranga etched in our hearts. And then we do Krishna Prem. Narahari Das Thakur is saying that Narahari Das Anugata Tahar Sharana Mage. This means that the one who is constantly chanting Gauranga, Gauranga, the one who is constantly preaching Gaur words, Gaur teaching, Gaur instructions, then that person is dear to our soul. I shall worship his feet. Srila Narottam Das Thakur Mashai is saying that I don't even want to know whether he is a renounced or he is a householder. Grihe babone thake ha gauranga boli date. The main thing is that whether he be renounced, whether he be householder, he has to call out Gauranga. And Narottam is asking for his, begging for his kripa. So let us just think, my friend, that there were kings such as Jarasandha and Karna. It is not as if they were not righteous. They also knew dharma and they used to worship Lord Vishnu because they used to accept the Vedas. Yet Shri Krishna counted them inside asuras and he got them killed. It is because they did not recognize Govinda. Karna was also dharmic. He used to do Vishnu worship. But yet Krishna got him killed. Why? Because he could not recognize Govinda as Swayam Bhagavan. Arjun could recognize him. Yudhishthir could recognize him. But not Jarasandha and Karna. So this was their only fault, that they could not recognize Govinda as Bhagavan. So our Mahajan has said that we have to count them inside the demons. What was Ravan's fault? You think he used to not believe Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh? Of course yes. He used to believe in the Trinity. He used to also respect the Brahmins. He used to serve Brahmins even. Then what is his flaw? His flaw was that he considered Lord Ramchandra as a mere human being. He said, oh, he's just a man. What is he going to do to me? So till the end, he kept on believing that, oh, he's just a human being, Ram. He's just living in the forest. That was his fault, that Lord Ramchandra, who has come in that yug, Ravan was not able to recognize him as the divine personality. So he was destroyed. In the same manner, if in this Kali Yuga we do not know, we do not recognize Sri Gauranga Sundar, who is the form of Krishna in this yuga, then how can we say we have Krishna Kripa? Even if we worship Krishna, we don't worship Gauranga, then naturally we will be classified as asuras. Our Mahajan is saying that no, if Gauranga is, if any devotee does not worship Gauranga but worships Krishna, then I will not go to him. But at the end of the day, the one who says, Ha Gauranga, Narottam Das Thakur Mashai is saying that I beg for his foot dust. Oiche Shri Chaitanya na manile tader doitto kori jani. So see, how much generous, how much kripalu, kind-hearted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is. The Lord is saying, my name is Vishwambhar because I want to fill. Vishwa means universe, Bhar means fill. I will fill the entire universe with Prem. And the Lord is saying that if they do not recognize me, if they do not worship me, even if they have many excellent qualities, it is a fault, then how will they be delivered? They will go more and more down in this material ocean. They will fall more and more down. This is why the Lord, He took the renounced order. So anybody who does not worship such a Kripalu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then even if they belong to the renounced order, even if they have all good qualities, we shall count them in the asuras. But if someone wants to oppose us, then they will say that, no, no, we cannot accept what you are saying. Stop. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is addressing such type of opposition, that the opposition party may say that, okay, fine, let's start a debate. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, is he the most magnanimous person? Let us consider, let us analyze this statement. Because Saraswati Pad, he is saying that, yeah, the very, very fortunate Mahatmas, they did give little bit of prema, but not to everybody. No one else had such great capacity. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is proving this statement. So if we analyze, then we will be wonderstruck that how much magnanimous, how much munificent is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How much ever you may say Jai Radha Damodar, you may sing glory of Damodar Bhagavan, but still he does not have so much kripa in his udar or in his tummy. How much kripa Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu has. We just have to analyze this. Bhakti jodi chute Krishna bhukti mukti diya prem bhukti na dan rakhen lukaya. This means that if Krishna can get rid of a devotee by fulfilling his material desires or giving him liberation, then he feels happy. He does not give prem bhakti. He keeps it hidden. হেন প্রেম শ্রী চৈতন্য দিল যথা তথা জগাই মাধায় পর্যন্ত অন্যের কা কথা. সো শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু, হি গেভ হিজ কৃপা টু এভরিবডি, ইভেন টু জগাই মাধাই, বিকজ হি ইজ সেইং দ্যাট ইভেন টু সচ উইকেড পিপল আই উড লাইক টু ডেলিভার দ্যাম. বট ইফ উই আস্ক দ্যাট, ও মাই লর্ড, হাউ ডিড ইউ গেট সো মচ power to give so much kripa to such wicked people? To this, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is replying that Shatantra Ishar Prabhu, this means that the Lord is independent Bhagavan. He does not have to consider any rules and regulation regarding whom to give kripa and whom not to give. He is the independent supreme emperor, so he can do what he wants. But of course we have a question, that all this happened during Prakat Leela. That means when Gauranga Mahaprabhu was manifest on this earth, then it was possible for people to get such divine prema, even Jagai Madhai. But what about now? Now it is like a funeral ground. Now everything is so empty. The world is such an empty place. It is so much devoid of goodness. then how is it possible that our heart gets full of Krishna Prem? To this, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is replying that Adhapiyo Shri Chaitanya Nam Je Loy Krishna Preme Bhyu Bhal She Hai. This means that even today, if someone takes the name of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then that person will be overwhelmed with Krishna Prem. Nityananda Bolite Hai Krishna Prem Uday Aulai Sharbo Ango Oshru. That means Oshru Prem Boy. This means that whoever can become ecstatic by saying Nityananda, who can utter the name of Nityananda with love, then that person will surely shed the tears of love, and that person will exhibit the goose flesh of Prem all over his body. Now, Kaviraj Goswami is saying that Krishna, he considers whether a person is offensive or inoffensive. This is the reason that a single Krishna Naam gives a lot of fruits. Krishna Naam hoite hoy shangshan nashan, Krishna Naam hoite jeep by Krishner charan. This means that if we utter the Krishna Naam even once, then we will go beyond this material ocean. By uttering Krishna Naam just once, we can get Krishna Prem. But really, does it happen? It does not happen. Why? Kintu hano Krishna Naam jodi loy bohu bar, tobu jodi nahi prem, nahi ushru dhar. So many times we have taken Krishna Naam, yet our heart is not full of Krishna Prem. Even now, why is it that we don't get tears of love? Why is it that our body does not exhibit goose flesh? Tai jani aporad achaye prachur. This means that it indicates we have got a lot of offenses committed in this life and in past lives. Of course, we accept this. And Krishna Naam Bij Tate Nahai Ankur. So even though we may take Krishna Naam, this Krishna Naam is like a seed. It falls on a pure chitta, pure subconsciousness. Then our heart gets full of Krishna Prem, not otherwise. So if there is offenses, past and present, embellished in the subconsciousness, then in that case we cannot get Krishna Prem. However, so this is the reason why we take the holy name so many times, but our heart is not affected. But in the name of Sri Chaitanya and Nitai Chand, there is no consideration for offenses. Nam loite prem dan bahe oshru dhar. So just as Gaur Nityananda, they have infinite mercy. Balaram and Kanhaiya do not have so much generosity. How much merciful our elder brother Nitai Chand has. Brother Balaram does not have so much mercy. As brother Balaram, he only showed how to fight. He used his fisticuffs. So how many people did he deliver with love? And how many people did he give Krishna Prem, this our Kanhaiya? Yes, he definitely gave Prem, but he gave it to his dear Brajavasis. A king is very generous. He gives a lot of money to his queen and to his children. Then how can we say that he is generous? You labor very hard and you bring all your monthly income and place in the hands of your wife and you spend it on your children. So are we going to say that you are generous? What is so great about it? But Chaitanya and Nityananda, they are extremely merciful. Their hands are always open to give. But Krishna's fist, you find both his fists are always closed. So Nitai Chand and Gora Chand, they are so merciful that if we love them, if we take their name, then immediately we will get tears of love. Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is saying it is true that saintly people did come before Chaitanya and they did definitely do some good. They delivered some people. For example, Brahmaji, he performed so much sadhana, so much bhajan for thousands and thousands of years, and he himself got bhakti, he got darshan of Bhagavan, and ultimately he did give that divine prem. He gave it to Narad Muni, his son. He gave it to his children, his grandchildren. That is all. Similarly, he did not give it to whole universe, any living entity at all. No, not like that. Then what about Shivji? Panchamukhe Ram Nam Gantripur Rari Jar Nam Loya Shib Narodo Barai Sahasra Badane Prabhu Jar Gunogai. So Shivji, he is definitely singing the Lord's glory with his five mouths, and he is spreading the holy name. But Narad Muni are all singing his glory because of this. But Shivji, how many people has he delivered? Has he been able to give Krishna Prem to all living entities of the universe? Let's take Prahlad Maharaj. He has performed a lot of sadhana, a lot of bhajan. He has made the Daitya community, that is the Asuric community, he has given them bhakti. But the people of Kali Yuga, they are more fallen than even the Asurs during Prahlad's time. They, who could deliver them? Dhruva Maharaj, he also spread bhakti in his own kingdom. Swayambhu Manu also preached bhakti. He has performed a lot of tapasya and he has got Krishna Prem. In the same manner, King Satyavrata, Rajarshi Bharat, Prithu Maharaj, Ranti Dev, they also have preached bhakti. Vibhishan, Janak, Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, they are all Mahajans following the path of bhakti. Yet Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati is asking that is there anybody who has immersed the whole universe in prem? So this is one question. And second question, at this sort of prem, the topmost prem of Braja, has anyone been able to give this type of prem? This is the second question. Because Bharat, Janak, Bhishma, Brahmaji, Shivji, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Ranti Dev, Prithu Maharaj, did they have Radha Prem in their treasury? So they could not give Radha Prem to anybody. So our Shastras are saying that amongst the great sampradayas, we have Yamunacharya, Ramanujacharya in Sri Sampradaya. They have delivered so many living entities. As soon as Ramanujacharya, he got mantra from his Gurudev in Sri Rangam, then Ramanujacharya, he thought to himself that his Gurudev had told him, whoever chants this mantra will definitely go to Vaikuntha. You must not tell this mantra to anybody and you must not chant this mantra loudly. Ramanujacharya thought to himself, I am not a miser. I will not chant this mantra and deliver only myself. So he climbed on top of a hill and he called all the people in the marketplace. He called to them, shouted and called, and said that my Gurudev has said that whoever chants this mantra will go to Vaikunth Lok. So all of you start chanting. And he chanted the mantra loudly and made everyone repeat after him. The disciples, his god brothers, heard this and they went to Gurudev and said, Gurudev, Ramanuj is chanting the mantra loudly. Gurudev said, oh, the naughty boy, call him here. Ramanujacharya came, fell at his Gurudev's feet and said, oh Gurudev, and he said very humbly that I don't want to deliver only myself, I want the entire mankind to go to Vaikuntha. Gurudev understood. He thought, he is not an ordinary disciple, he has some extraordinary power. He wants to deliver the entire mankind. But even Ramanujacharya, his preaching was not so much universal and definitely not this sort of Braja Prem. He spread the message of Narayan Prem. Similarly, we have Madhvacharya. We call him the incarnation of Pavan Dev. He has made his own sampradaya. He has defeated so many followers of Adi Shankaracharya. He stood all alone and defeated Shankaracharya's explanation. Entire India at that time was resounding with Advaitavad, but Madhvacharya at that time, he was alone and he spread Dvaitavad. He has even wrote a book. He has even written a book called Shatadushani. This means that he has found so many flaws in Advaita philosophy and he has recorded them in his book. But according to Madhvacharya, Brahmaji is the topmost devotee of Narayan. But this is not true. This is the reason why Gauranga Mahaprabhu has not accepted Madhvacharya's commentary or his philosophy. When he went to Udupi, then he had a discussion with Madhva Sampradayas. There Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, but in your sampradaya, I can see gyan and karma in your philosophy. So this is not right. And I can also see that you have place for varna and ashram. There the Lord did not say amar sampradaya. This means he did not say in our sampradaya or my sampradaya. But he said in your sampradaya. This means that the Lord did not accept Madhva philosophy. How come then we call ourselves Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya? It is because we are officially saying this, but in reality our worship is very much different from the worship of Madhva Sampradaya. At that time Baladev Vidyabhushan, he came under pressure from the society that he had to take an official stand. Some people say that even before Baladev Vidyabhushan, Kavi Karnapur also had accepted that we are part of the Madhva lineage. But that is only to have an official identity, not really, philosophically, we are not intimate with Madhva Sampradaya. We know that our Gaura Hari is Swayam Bhagavan and we are not belonging to one particular Sampradaya, but actually Gauranga Mahaprabhu, what teaching he has given, it is universal. We should not really think that we are part of a small sect. There are many sects and our Gauriya Sampradaya is one sect. No, no, it is not like this. The teachings given by Gauranga Mahaprabhu is such that all sects can come under his teachings. Now, if we take another philosopher, Vishnu Swami, he was only worshipping Vishnu, not Radharani. Then what about Nimbaditya? Nimbaditya is called the incarnation of Sudarshan Chakra. And he did preach some amount of Radha Krishna worship. Yeah, it is true, we do find like that, but the way Mahaprabhu spread Radha Krishna worship, the way Mahaprabhu, he spread this bhajan in Parakya Bhav. Parakya Bhav means that Radharani's relation with Krishna was extramarital. So in Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he has preached this Parakya Bhav. Parokya bhave odi rasero ullash. This means that we have so much exultant, ecstatic prem because we consider Radha Krishna's relation to be extramarital. This brings more ecstasy in bhajan. But other sampradayas, they do not accept this extramarital relation. Prabhudhananda Saraswati Pad is saying that no one other than Gauranga Mahaprabhu has been able to immerse the whole universe in the nectarine ocean, in the amrita-like ocean of Braja Prem. Now, we are not accepting even Madhva lineage. Then how come we are showing our parampara coming down from Shri Krishna? Yes, definitely we will have to show that because our mantra is coming down from Krishna and it is coming in this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya parampara or lineage. So we show that officially. But in reality, our bhav, our sweet prem, braja prem bhav, from where is that coming? Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he very clearly stated that it is coming from the time of Madhavendra Puri. So Madhavendra Puri is actually the seed of prem bhakti.